cancercenters.
Checking in with our resident money saving mom at B105.7. She helps you stretch your dollar. It's Anne Marie from chaosisbliss.com.
Hey, good morning. So today I was thinking I could share a few different ways to save on organics. Do you buy organics?
I got to tell you, I used to kind of dabble in the organical world, as I call it.
Yeah.
And I'm full on now. Like wherever I go, if it's available in organic, I get it.
I know. It's really important. I mean, it's less of a fad now and just a way of life for
right.
a lot of people. And,
right.
So I have switched, at least, you know, it's baby steps because it's expensive, but
right.
I've switched. All of our milk is now organic milk because I think that's like one of the most critical ways, especially for, you know, having young kids
right.
To get good stuff in their bodies or not put bad stuff in their bodies.
right.
But I buy our organic milk at Meijer. It's $6.29 a gallon there, which is about a dollar less than Kroger and Super Target.
Mm.
Plus, lately, Ibotta has been offering a 50-cent rebate on any type of milk, so that's like paying $5.79 a gallon for organic, which
sure.
is pretty good. Two websites that are focused on organic and natural coupons are CommonKindness.com and MomboSprouts.com. And on MomboSprouts, you can sign up for their coupon book that they mail out a couple times a year. And then also sign up for email lists from your favorite organic brands because many send out coupons. And then I also find a ton of coupons just browsing the organic brands' websites. Cascadian Farm, Barbara's, Earthbound Farm are just a few. And then lastly, Eating Well magazine, if you sign up for email updates, they send out organic coupons as well.
I'm going to do all of these things because, yeah, it is funny how I've noticed my grocery bill go up the more organic things that I buy.
Yes, but your body is healthier.
Yeah, no, exactly. All right, this is great. chaosisbliss.com, or you can click the Chaos is Bliss button on my page at b1057.com.